Oh, that's a, you know what? Let me ask Nadine. Oh, Nadine, he has a question about the licensing.
Oh, yeah.
As well. Okay.
Hi, Sam.
Hi.
I was curious if you had any qualifications that your listings need to meet. If let's say I have like an electrical qualifier, the license is in my name. Is that acceptable?
Oh yeah. So, like, we don't require like a business license or insurance. Like, I don't know if like when you've used like for example, I know there's some directories like Angie's Leads or Home Advisor, they require certain licensing for you to be receiving certain leads, right? So,
right. Like we have a qualifier and I do, you know, I'm a contractor who, you know, goes through the permitting process and it goes by the book, but I use a qualifier, then license is in my name. So Angie couldn't list me for certain services because of that.
Right. With Google, Sam, when it comes to getting verified through Google, so we provide you a list of photos that we'll need to be part of your process verification, right? So it's just so that Google is basically just verifying that you're a legitimate company. So on the list that we send you of photos to send to us is like, for example, send us a picture of your work tools and or work equipment. Send us a picture of your work truck or van, right, with the license plate showing.
Yes.
If you have a business license or some type of certification, right, that shows, like, your company name. Also, if you have insurance, send us a photo of that. If you do invoicing, send us a picture of an invoice but not with your client's information on it, right? Send us a blank one. If you hand out business cards or you have a business registration, send photos of that to us. Because this is going to help us get you verified through Google faster. And you send us the ones that you can. The ones that you don't have, I mean, obviously you can't send it, right? But we ask that you send us what you can. Okay? Does that kind of clarify?
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely. Okay. And the Angie's, is that something you just started recently or?
Yeah, yesterday.
Oh, no way. Did you do their, I think right now they're running a promotion, right? One guy was telling me something, you spend, what, $750 and you get $250 in leads or something? Okay.
$750 and you get $1,000 in lead credit and then also a year membership included for $750.
Yeah, so basically what they're doing is they're putting an additional $250 in the leads because you're paying $750. So what they're doing is they're giving you $1,000 in leads by putting up the other $250. Okay. And it's the pay-per-lead you're doing with them, or are you doing the opportunities?
So the opportunities are optional.
Okay.
So I can.
Mm-hmm.
But, I think I have my monthly spend at, like, $250.
Okay.
So just, like, a modest, I'm, like, new.
So it doesn't over-exceed.
You know,
right.
Yeah. And, just, the volume I want to start out at, essentially. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, let's try to see how comfortable we can make this for you. Now, have you set up a website yet?
I have not. That's, like, one thing I'm trying to do next. I'm kind of setting up my Angie's profile. And,
okay.
And I do intend on making a website, just something simple, on, like, Squarespace or something like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, just the, basic information and photos and.
What about Facebook?
Facebook as well. As I said, I'm new to targeting, you know, doing like generating leads through renewable investment consultants. So I haven't really been, public facing. I've been kind of just working with electrical contractors.
That's okay. Well, you know, one of the packages that I did want to offer you is what we call our Platinum Package, because this package would include both Google and Facebook marketing. So the way that we do things here, Sam, we set it where it's a fixed flat rate. Our program is month to month, and there's no contracts. So you would not be charged per call, per job, or per click. Okay? So with the rate for new in business, It's going to save you about a 50% savings. Your monthly, you're looking at $299 a month. It comes with a one-time $99 setup fee. So it makes the initial investment $398 to get it started. However, you pay $299 every month after that with no contracts, click fees, hidden charges. It's a flat rate. But this is going to give you first page placement on Google. So we get you verified, create the profile, optimize it, maintain it on the first page. So when someone is specifically looking for solar, you know, energy systems, right? Or they're looking for, you know, EV charging stations, okay? We make sure that your company comes up on the first page of Google. They call you directly. We create content for you on Bing. We submit you to Yelp, Apple Maps, and we build you a business Facebook page, and we do Facebook advertising. Facebook ads will retarget an audience by interest, income level, or by location. When your Facebook ad appears on their Facebook, they click on it, they call you directly. A lot of our clients have seen really great results. Now, what I would also like to do for you as well is include a website. So in this package, at no additional cost, we're going to build you a website, host it and maintain it. We'll attach it where your business is being promoted. And then we include the mobile platform. So if someone's performing that search from their iPhone, Android, or tablet, they can still find your company on that first page of Google. It's like pretty much covering all of your bases. And that's what you would be looking at month to month with no contracts.
Okay. All right. Definitely interested. You guys would create a website. So I would pretty much go in and like fill in the blanks or
we're creating
photos or.
Yeah. So the kind of website that we build for you, it's also like what we call a do-it-yourself. It's a Google compliant mobile friendly website that'll help with, it has automatic SEO rankings. So we create it for you, right? Like with your business logo, pictures of your work, write a story about your company. However, you will also have the ability as well to go on that site and you can make edits yourself. Like if you wanted to go in there and upload some pictures or if you want to make some changes, right? You can do that too. Okay?
Like domain name.
Yeah. Well, like not changing the domain name, but like let's say you want to update some photos on there, maybe you feel like moving pictures around or doing some edits on some of your surfaces, you have the ability to do that. The domain's the same, right? Because we choose a domain that's closest to your business name.
Okay.
So, but yeah, that's how it would all work. I mean, we do everything here so that you can focus on your jobs, but you'll always have that ability, Sam, to also give like your input on it, right? We can update keywords, you know, search terms, because we want to make sure that we're always getting you found for the services, right? And the way that people are performing that search. So, now this also
and,
will come with a customized tracking and reporting system. So you'll be able to track your results too, Sam, and not just take our word for it. You know that it is working. So you'll be able to see like the keywords you're listed for, how many times you came up in the search results, how many phone calls you received. And you can also go into that client dashboard and add keywords, run promotions, change any of your content, like I said. But you will have here a team that is dedicated to your account, right? We're here to assist you with all of this, but it all starts with me, okay? I'm what's considered the lead, okay?
Okay. And so, like, the domain name, the website creation, all of this is that initial $99 setup fee and then $299 a month? Or is
it's all included. Yeah, we're not charging you more. It's all included in that price. So today, to get it started, you would pay $398, right? Your next payment would be on the 29th of April, and that's when you're charged just the $299 a month. Your price remains at $299 a month, whether you're with us 6 months or 6 years. It's never going to change on you. So that's what you pay monthly. You're grandfathered into that rate. Okay?
Okay.
So what do you think? I mean, you want to give it a shot? That way we can prove it to you?
Yeah, I mean, no contracts.
No contract. All we're going to ask, you know what, Sam, I'll always be transparent with you. We're just going to ask you at least stick it out 2 months. We called it 2 month verbal agreement, but listen, you're paying monthly. You can cancel at any time. The only thing that we ask, like if you need to pause it or cancel it, just make sure that you at least call 3 business days before your billing is due so that way you don't get that charge. And that's it. We part as friends. Right. Simple as that. Okay?
And the pausing option is like, you know, obviously.
So like, let's say, Sam, you landed some projects, right? And you're going to be super slammed for 2 months, right? You are like not able to take even calls because you're that busy. You can call us and say, listen, I'm really bombarded. Like I cannot handle business for at least 2 months. Okay. Can you guys pause it? We could pause it for 2 months. Now do keep in mind, we are not optimizing you on the first page during those 2 months. Okay. Because you're on a pause, but you're also not being charged. Okay.
My website is still like accessible and everything.
Yes. Yes. But we're just not optimizing you on the first page and running your Facebook ads because you're like on a pause, right? It doesn't mean that your website and all that comes down. We don't do that. But what happens is like there's some, you know, there's some businesses that are in an area where it snows, right? And their work is outside and, you know, there's a couple months they can't be out on the ice, right? Cutting grass.
Right.
Cause there's ice.
Right.
So they put it on a seasonal hold, right? And they do that for like a few months because obviously they can't work. So, you know, they don't lose their position, but they're also not paying for it to be optimized. Does that all make sense?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I think like in terms of like, stages, I think it would be good to probably have a website before like, you know, marketing on Facebook, that way you could like direct people to a website. I'm sure that's something people usually are looking for.
Yeah, and that's what, and that's where we come in and we're going to get that all set up. So we do all the work. So this way, like we'll create your Facebook page, the business Facebook page. We're going to run the Facebook ads. So, you know, we get everything done in a timely manner. So this way the website's already live when they're viewing your Facebook ads too. And then we'll keep you in the loop, right, as these steps are being completed. So, okay.
Yep.
What's the best email for you, Sam? Because this is actually where we would send correspondence from us, and it's also where we send your receipt for your tax purposes.
You could send it to my personal email address.
Okay.
I'm thinking, like, once I get a website set up, I'll probably try to set up some kind of Google Suite and have, like a email address that has my website.
And we help with that, too.
Like that.
We help with that, too. Yeah, like a Google Workspace. Yeah, we help with that, too. The technician would talk to you more about that because they handle that part in their department. But, yeah, that's something we can help you set up, too. So what's your personal email?
SLISI 9530 at gmail.com.
Okay, I'm just going to repeat it back to you to make sure I put it in correctly. S as in Sam, L as in Larry, I as in ice cream, S as in Sam, I as in ice cream, 9530 at gmail.com?
Correct.
Okay. So what I'm doing right now, Sam, I'm actually sending you these 2 emails. Now, the first one is going to be labeled Google and Facebook Marketing, and it's coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. So it's just going to notate the price being $299 month-to-month with a one-time $99 setup fee for a platinum package and everything that's included in that package, okay? And then this second email that I'm sending you is labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. So as I mentioned, you're going to have that customized tracking and reporting system. So I want you to have an idea of how those reports will look. So I'm sending you the example of that. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it'll be from an email that's coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. So that first one should already be in your inbox. And then I'm sending the second one right now. Okay. So that's been sent. Now, on this phone number that you and I are speaking on, Sam, do you also get text messages on this phone number?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm what's considered the lead on the account. However, Sam, I always like for you to have my contact information so that you have it for your records. Okay? Mm-hmm. So this first text is going to say, hi, this is Nadine Medina with my phone number and my extension.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm also going to send you the number to our customer service department. So as I mentioned earlier, you're going to have a team that is dedicated to your account. Whenever you have an update, change, question, you have a concern regarding your account, you will contact our customer service department. Now, we are always here, okay, Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. In fact, you are actually 3 hours ahead of us. So we're always here for you 10 to 7. Okay? I would suggest that you save that number in your phone, in your contacts, under Local Splash, the 877 number. Save it so that way you always have it on hand. Okay? Did you get those two text messages? Did they come through?
Yeah, I've got them. I saved your contact.
Okay, perfect. Now, your first name, is it Sam, or you go by Sam, and your name is Samuel? It's just for the account purpose.
Name is Samuel. Go by Sam.
Okay, perfect. I'll notate that. What's your last name, Sam?
Lisi, L-I-S-I.
Okay. Now, the phone number that you're going to want listed on Google, and this is the best number also for us to contact you, is that going to be the 727-282-2637?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then now the company name, how you want it listed. Okay. Do you want it to read as Renewable Investment Consults, LLC?
Consultants,
I mean.
So that's my registered business name. I mean, we could be RIC, you know, an acronym for that, and then have like Renewable Investment Consultants as kind of like the, you know.
You want me to list it, I just want to make sure so this way it's listed accurately across the board because we want to keep everything uniform. Right? Because Google recognizes when the business name, phone number are the same wherever you're at online. So how would you like me to list it?
Let's list it on Angie's, I'm listed as Renewable Investment Consultants. But in your opinion, do you think that's too much of a – is it too
– too long or –
Is
no, I mean, I don't think so.
All right, well, let's just go with that then. And then
yeah, I don't think it is. You know, really, people, when they're looking for a business that offers a service that they need, they're just searching by the keyword, right? They don't really pay attention to the name. I'm going to tell you, I've seen some where the business owners are on Google and they put, like, I'll give you an example. It's their business name, but instead of them putting the keywords, they're putting the keywords in their business name, and it, like, is a mess, and it doesn't look good. It looks very unprofessional. So to me, Renewable Investment Consultants, LLC, there's nothing wrong with that. I just want to make sure that I'm listing it as you want it to be listed.
Okay. Yeah. I would say Renewable Investment Consultants, and I'm open to, like, the acronym, RIC, maybe for branding or something like that. I don't know.
Okay.
But just to think out, to speak, you know, my thoughts. But
and here's the thing too. We can list it as this, right? And let's say later on down the road, you want to change the name, right? You want to update it, you know, to read a little bit different. We can do that. The only thing is that Google might ask us to repin you, which is fine. So just so you know, you can always change the name if you need to.
Should it be okay. Should it be like r.i.c dash renewable investment consultants or something like that? Or would that be?
Let me do it like this and let's see. I'm going to text it to you and tell me what you think when I send it, okay, how it looks to you, okay? This is how I'm looking at it, right? Let me just fix this because I don't – renewable – I just don't like things when it's in all caps. Like I'm really like OCD about that, right? Because to me, I'm like, it doesn't look right. You know, I don't know. That's just me.
Unless it's like that.
Yeah. Okay. So here's what I'm sending you. I just texted it to you. Tell me if that's the way you like it.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's good enough. Should we put a period after C as well?
Yeah, I can. You want the period after C? I just wanted to kind of send it to you like that so that way you kind of look at it.
Yeah.
To have an idea. Okay, so we'll put the period after the C. Okay. Awesome.
Well, yeah, I think.
And you're good with the hyphen right there?
Yeah, what do you think about the hyphen?
Well, let's see what it looks like without it. Let me see. I just sent it to you without it. Let's see how it looks. I put the period after the C, by the way.
Okay. I don't mind the hyphen.
Yeah, I don't mind. I think it looks good with the hyphen. I think without it, I don't know, without it, it just seems like it kind of like,
yeah, I think the hyphen is good.
I think the hyphen's good because at least they know it's like looking at the, oh, that's what the RIC stands for, right? If it's like RIC and then renewable without a hyphen there, it kind of looks like, I don't know, to me with the hyphen, it's letting me know that those are like the initials, right, of the company name. You know what I mean?
Right,
that's how I'm looking at it. Do you want the LLC included as well?
Now,
I'll tell you,
that
is a preference. You don't have to have it. There's businesses that prefer it has it, some that don't want it on there. It's really your preference.
Okay. No real benefit to it is in terms of, like,
No. I mean, okay. Honestly, there's some businesses that have it, and they're like, I don't want it showing. Okay. So it's
just really
a set of preference. You want to remove it?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Okay. If you change your mind during your client interview when you're talking to the technician, you can always add it back in. Okay? It's not a problem. All right?
Okay.
Now, Sam, Google's going to send out a PIN code to you in the mail, right? And it's almost going to look like a postcard, but the PIN code is what's going to make you the red dot on the map. So what address do you want them to mail it to?
1100 4th Street North.
Uh-huh.
Suite 301? Yeah.
Okay.
St. Petersburg, Florida.
Uh-huh.
33701.
Okay. Is this like an actual office of yours or?
It's like a home office.
Okay, cool.
We're,
okay.
It's, It's essentially an apartment above businesses. So it's,
oh,
it's
nice.
Like,
okay, so yeah, we don't want the address showing, right? I just want to make sure that we hide the address. It's not like an office that people come to. So we don't want people to just pop up there. So we're going to hide that address so that it does not appear anywhere on Google. No one needs to know, like, where you live at, right? So just FYI. Okay. All right, perfect. Now, we're going to go over the billing, Sam. So for the payment that you're making today, right, the card that you're using, is that card in your name? Does it have the business name, or is it in both?
Business name, and my name is on the card.
Okay. How does your name read on the card? Is it just Samuel Lisi, or did I pronounce your last name right? I'm sorry if I didn't.
Yeah, you did, Lisi.
Okay.
It's M. Lisi, and then below that.
M, like M as in Mike?
Mark.
Or Mark?
Yeah, okay. Mark.
I didn't want to say, like, I knew your middle name. I just wanted to make sure that I heard the letter right. Okay. How does the company name read on there?
RIC LLC.
Oh, you have it abbreviated, huh? So that way it would all fit.
I don't run full company. I didn't.
RICLLC. Okay. And is it the same billing address as the 1100 4th Street North?
Yeah.
Okay. I can't believe we are expecting a storm tonight. We're going to get rained out for Easter. I'm like, oh my gosh, there goes the Easter egg hunting for the kids.
Yeah. You're West Coast?
Yeah, we're in California, in Southern California. So we have they call it an atmospheric river. So it's going to be downpour. We need the rain, you know. And then is this a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. And the card number whenever you're ready?
4741.
Uh-huh.
6590.
Uh-huh.
1334.
Okay.
7231.
Expiration, month, and year?
0524.
05 of 24. And the CVV code on the back, please?
949.
Okay. I do want to put a security question on your account here with us to protect it. And you could either choose that it be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or, Sam, it could be your first pet's name. What would you like for the security question?
We can do mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what was it?
Dolly. S-T-A-L-L-I-N-G-S.
Stallings?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, before I process your payment, I'm going to walk you through, Sam. It's called a voice verification recording, and it's for your protection because I'm putting you at a discounted pricing program that we don't typically advertise. So it's just going to go over our service agreement, the billing date, the amount, that it's a two-month verbal agreement. It'll also state that if you need to pause or cancel, right, just make sure you at least call 3 business days before your billing is due. So that way you don't incur that charge, okay? Now, as I am walking you through it, okay, if there's something you don't understand, I want you to do me a favor and stop me so this way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. And it's just because I want you to have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment. Does that sound good?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, all right. So give me 1 second while I turn on the recording. Okay, I hear the little one. Aw, how cute. Okay, so I'm going to turn on the recording, and it goes on to read like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google.
RIC, Renewable Investment Consultants.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Sam Lisi, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Sam, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors, okay, that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, sometimes we might call you with an update on your account, and we know that you're, like, in the middle of a job and you can't just pick up the phone. All we're asking is at least that you respond to us within 24 business hours. Also be aware that you might have a company that's trying to sell you another type of online product. They are not associated with us. We're never going to call you to ask you to spend more than the $299 a month. And even if you're not sure if it is us calling you or not, always ask, what's my security question? If they hang up on you, Sam, you know for a fact it's not us calling, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is March 29th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $398. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement. So what that means, Sam, is that your second payment will be charged on the 29th of April, 2024, in the discounted amount of $299. Now, once your term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 29th day in the discounted amount of $299. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is a number that I texted you, 877-635-6225. Now, if you choose to pause or cancel the account, we ask that you at least call us 3 business days before your next billing is due, so that way you don't incur that charge. So as you know, if you need to pause it or cancel it, you make sure that you call at least 3 business days before the 29th, so that way they don't charge you that date. Okay?
Yep.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
What I'm doing now is I'm going to be updating the package, and in a couple minutes, you're going to get your receipt sent to you, both via text and email, and we'll go over that in a couple minutes. The next order of business is I want to schedule your client interview, which is going to be very important because that's going to be conducted with one of our technicians, and we block out an hour. In that client interview, they're basically crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's, talking to you about the Facebook page, the Facebook ads, the website. So this is where the magic is going to happen. That appointment, it can take anywhere between 30 to 40 minutes or a little bit longer, depending on how many questions or details you have. But I would love to schedule it today based on your availability and to make sure that we have that time open for you. So today, I have the following times available, and this is in your time zone that I give you. So I have an appointment for today, 5 to 6, and I have one that's 6 to 7. Do any of those times work for you today?
6 to 7 would be perfect.
Awesome. Okay, perfect. Let me do that then. So today, Sam, we're going to call you from an 877 number, right? So you just want to make sure that you do answer all calls within that hour. Now, we'll call you between 6 and 7 o'clock, but if for some reason, like when we call you, let's say you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the phone and say, hey, can you call me back in 5 or 10 minutes, and we'll call you right back, okay? We'll also send you the reminder an hour before in case if it slips your mind so you don't forget. And then I just probably need about maybe 5 more minutes. We're just going to go over a few notes for my technicians so that they know where to start from. So let me see here. Let me send you this calendar invite. Now, Sam, you're doing like EV charging stations. Do you do those for residential too?
Yeah, I would say my the residential is probably the bread and butter and all the services that I provide.
So under your under your services, I'm putting solar energy systems, EV C stations. What else do you want me to put? EV charging stations is what I'm going to put. But what else do you want me to notate?
Energy storage systems.
Energy storage. Okay. Systems. And then what else?
Solar systems. You could put solar energy and energy storage systems or however you want to.
Yeah. I got that. And then, okay. So this is just to kind of give them an idea of where to start from. And then let me put here 3 p.m., and then, which is 6 o'clock your time. And you're licensed and insured or in the process of all that? It's not a requirement. I just ask out of habit.
Yeah. We do have a license qualifier.
Okay.
I'm in between. My electrical contractor's license, so I'll probably have it in my name. Within 5 months.
Good. Okay. And then what about insurance?
We have all the required insurances, liability, workers' comp.
Good for you. Wow. You're really taking off, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
And then I saw that you have a business logo. I was going to say I like it. It looks really clean and crisp.
Is it the one on Angie's?
I was looking at it.
Yeah, you can go ahead and use that one. I created it on like this free Adobe app on my phone.
You did good. Yeah, so the technician, like when we, okay, so any photos that you can gather, your business logo, the technician's going to let you know where to send them to. And then, so that way you send them all at once, right? But yeah, I like the logo. It looks good. Now on Facebook, so when we create you the business Facebook page, we create it through your personal page. So this way you have full ownership and access to it, right? So, how do I find you on Facebook? Are you just under your first and last name or?
Yeah, Sam Lisi.
Sam Lisi. Let me see if I can find you. Okay.
Okay.
How old's the little one? They're so cute when they're little, and then they grow up.
Yeah, she's going to be 3 on the 20th of this month, so her birthday's coming
up. She's going to be 3? Oh, on the 20th? Aw, what a blessing. Oh,
yeah.
And they grow up so fast, so enjoy that. Enjoy her.
Yeah.
Okay, do you remember what your profile picture looks like, Sam, by chance?
I've got like a gray camo hat with a blue t-shirt on.
You're not going to believe this. That was the first one that popped up.
Nice.
Okay, cool. All right, so I can match the face with the voice. Okay, awesome. All right. She's being such a good girl, too. She's so quiet.
I know.
I barely heard her earlier.
Now,
as far as like, okay, so, you know, we can put your physical phone number, right, listed. However, if you want, there is an option where we could put a tracking number. And the tracking number, is actually linked to your phone, but it comes with an app that you download from the App Store where you could track, like, your calls, your messages. If a spam call came in, you could block it. Do you prefer that it just be your phone number listed, or would you be interested in a tracking number?
The app, is there, like, a some kind of, like,
fee for it?
Plan?
No. There's no cost for it. Yeah. It's included if you want it.
I guess, I mean, I can block numbers from my phone as it is, but,
And it's just an option. Listen, even if you don't want it now, we can always add it in later if you want it, and it doesn't cost you anything.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Let's try to keep it as simple as we can.
We're going to keep it. Yeah. We're going to keep it with just your number, but like, let's say later on you want to add the tracking number, just let us know and we'll add it. Okay. It doesn't cost you anything. And then I know your targeted areas you had mentioned to my representative earlier, right? 30 to 50 miles closer would be ideal. Do you want to keep it at 50 miles? I mean, the Facebook ads, that's the furthest that they will reach, but it's totally up to you where you want to reach. Do you want to scale it back? You tell me.
Let's do 50 miles.
Okay. If you need to change it later and you want to scale it back, just let us know and we'll change it, okay? And then what is your method of contact? Like, when we're communicating with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
Sometimes it's nice to get a text message, like,
preferably text?
Prefer the text.
Okay.
And, like, that call that we're going to have at between 6 and 7, I was going to ask if maybe the number that we'll be calling, I don't know if they can text from that number and I can call them just in case, because my phone sometimes.
We'll call you a couple of times too. So typically if I'm not on a call, I'll be the one calling to do the introduction. We'll send you a reminder an hour before, right? But when we call you, if you don't answer the first time, we'll call again, and then we'll send you a message like, hey, we're trying to reach you, okay? If you miss the call, you have my number. Call me directly, and then I could try to patch you over to them, okay? So we'll attempt a few times. No worries. If you want, I could even text you to give you the heads up like, hey, we're calling you, and then this way you see the text, okay?
Yes.
What are your hours of operation? Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Friday, I would say between, I would hate to, like, limit my hours that people call me.
I would just say phone
me.
Hours. And that doesn't mean that people aren't going to call you before or after, but at least just giving them an idea.
Yeah, I would say phone hours between, 8 and 5.
8 and 5? Okay.
Yeah.
And what forms of payments do you typically accept? Do you do cash, Zelle, Venmo, credit cards, Cash App, financing, PayPal? What would you like me to notate for forms of payments?
So typically, like, with, like, solar energy, equipment, systems purchases and, like, energy storage, the dollar amounts are usually kind of high. So we offer financing and also check. Check, I mean, and we also offer like smaller, like a charger for residential projects. We do, you know, obviously, we have credit card, process ability as well. So.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. Okay, now the last two things that I want to go over, I need you to find, there's going to be one that says Google verification, action photos needed. It was sent both to your text and email. And I also need you to find the one that says initial invoice. So whichever one you find first.
Okay, action needed. I see the one that has my username and password.
Okay, perfect. So there's one that'll say action photos needed. Do you see that one?
Uh, I do see that, the email. Yeah.
Okay. So if you look at it, that's the one that I'm telling you where we'll need pictures of that list of those items. Send us the ones that you can, but remember, the ones that you don't have, don't worry about it. Just send us what you can. It gives you a tiny URL that you can click on to upload those photos, like a picture of your work tools and work equipment, your business license, business insurance. This is going to help us get you verified through Google faster. Okay?
Okay.
Now, there's one, it either came before or after the welcome one. And it'll actually say, let me go here. It's going to say, let me see. It'll say, Samuel, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email.
Okay. Yeah.
Let me know when you see it. Okay. So it goes on to say, you know, that the receipt is at the bottom of the email, so save it for your tax purposes. You know, marketing is a write-off, okay? And then it goes on to say, please note that this will be a recurring charge based upon the terms. And then do you see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms? You're going to click on that. And what it would do is take you to a page that says at the top, Local Splash Terms of Experience. You see that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you see where it says mobile phone towards the bottom, make sure that it's your phone number listed in there, okay? And then do you see the little box underneath of it? It says, I agree to receive SMS messages sent to my phone. You're going to click inside that box because you're saying, yes, I agree to receive text messages.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other box underneath of it, by clicking in it, you're certifying that it's your name on the card that you provided for the payment and that the information is true and correct. Now, at the bottom where it says sign, you're just going to type your name. Samuel space M space Lisi. Do not put any periods because it's like super case sensitive. And when you do that, you'll click on confirm signature because the date's already populated there. And then you should have it open up a page that's asking you to put in a username and a password.
Yep.
Okay, beautiful. So this is where you would go in to track your results with us, okay? So we'll be providing you a username and password. Typically, you'll get that within 5 to 7 days. It'll come in an email. It might come sooner, but we get the timeline of 5 to 7 days, and we'll include the link, the username, and the password, and you can always update it to a password of your choice, okay? Now, the last thing, and then we're all set. So today, we'll call you from the 877 number between 6 and 7 o'clock. Just make sure to answer all calls within that hour. We'll attempt to call you a couple of times. And I will also send you a text message. I'm going to set a reminder on my calendar to send you a text to just be aware that, hey, we're going to be calling you soon. Okay? So that way you're like kind of aware in the back of your mind. Now, starting from today, within 6 to 10 days, you're going to receive this PIN code in the mail from Google, and that's what's going to make you the red dot on the map. Okay? We'll need that PIN code. Within 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed in the directories, Facebook pages created, and you're going to also be receiving your login credentials to your client dashboard to start tracking your results. 7 to 14 days, Facebook ads are live as well as your website. Those will be up and running. Now, what we state in our terms and conditions that we sent to you in writing, the first page placement, Sam, we're always going to say that that can take between 30 to 45 days. We like to underpromise and overdeliver. I have seen at times where it's happened sooner. Okay? So because we know it's important also for you to start getting those calls as quickly as possible is why we get the Facebook ads, the directories, the website up and running a lot sooner so that you can start generating some calls. Okay? And we'll keep you in the loop, too, as these things are being completed. So you'll be getting notifications, like when you're on the first page, the website's live, the Facebook ads. So we'll keep you in the loop as these steps are being completed. Okay?
Okay. And the Facebook ads, they're they cost additional
No, no, it's all included. It's all included. What we do, just so you know, we take $100 from the $299. We're going to take $100 of that, and we allocate it to your Facebook ads that we're managing. So that's why I say you're never going to incur a cost per click, because we're only having you pay a flat rate. So you won't incur additional click fees. Okay, so you always know that it's always going to be $299 a month, whether you're with us 6 months or 6 years. It's always going to be the same price. And we run the ads so that way it's at least running throughout the month, and it's not like all being eaten up at once. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to manage them for you. Now, I will tell you, your posting on your Facebook, I encourage that you do your posting once a week, or if at the very least once a month. Because we won't be doing your posting on Facebook, but we're going to be managing the Facebook ads. And I say that with the Facebook posting for you to do it even at the very least once a month to keep your content fresh. Okay?
Okay.
I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I am super, super excited for you. Really excited. Okay. And I'm glad we were able to talk. So, again, just be on the lookout for the call later on this afternoon, okay? Or should I say evening? Okay.
Hello.
All right,
Hello.
Sam. You are welcome. My pleasure. We'll talk to you later on today, okay?
All right. Thank you, Nadine.
All right. You're very welcome. Bye.
Bye.